Okay, today is Daf Ayin Hey of Masechet Tzvachim. We're on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the third to bottom line.
Yeah.
Kachi Kachim, Min Bimino. So Kachi Kachim, we said, if Kachi Kachim got mixed up, in a Chatas, let's say, got mixed up with an Ola, when they're alive, so then you should bring both, and you say, okay, whichever one is for the Chatas will be for the Chatas, and whichever one is for the Ola will be for the Ola. No problem. That's what the Mishnah said you do. Says the Gemara, Habay Smicha, but you have to do Smicha. You can't do smicha, because you can't do smicha on, well, there's a few reasons you can't do smicha. You can't do smicha, why can't you do smicha on both? Why can't you do smicha on both? Smicha means you lean with all your might on the animal. So you can't do smicha, why can't you do smicha on both? So the Shaar HaMelech says, because one animal is not yours. One animal is not yours. So you can't do smicha on an animal that doesn't belong to you, because you're hurting and ruining the animal. Can't do that to Kachim. It's not your animal. It's the same reason why there was a machlokas. If you could do smicha on yontif, you're like not belittling. You're damaging. You're busy with an animal. It doesn't belong on yontif. So the whole discussion about that. So you can't do smicha on the other animal. Can't do, how are you doing smicha? So the Gemara answers. You're not going to like this answer. Amar of Yosef b'karban nashim. You're right. If it's men who lost the animals, and achram, this option's not available. It's only available to women who don't do smicha anyway. Women don't do smicha. Why don't they do smicha? It's sort of out of a pasuk. So women only, mission only by women karbanos. Women decided to bring karbanos, and they got mixed up. They're not going to do smicha anyway. So you can say, okay, this one's for Rachel or Leah, and this one's for Rachel or Leah. That you could do.
Another Supreme Court case.
Yeah. Alva karban anashim lo, but men covered for men? No, no such option. No such option available. Eifei Abaya. Abaya had the following question. Now, it says like this. We learned in a brisa, carbon yachid. Guy's a carbon yachid. Now, is it a man or a woman? We don't know. We have no idea. But a carbon yachid, shinis arva, the carbon yachid. Once somebody's carbon yachid got mixed up with someone else's carbon yachid. Or, carbon sibor, shinis arif, the carbon sibor. Or, a carbon sibor got mixed up with a different carbon sibor. The example, Rashi doesn't give one. Rashi gives, the Masifta says, some of the Achronim say, like let's say, Rosh Chodesh got mixed up with Rosh Hashanah carbon. They're both the same day, and got mixed up. Or, carbon yachid with carbon sibor, shenis arvu zebezeh. A carbon yachid or a carbon sibor, they got mixed up. It says Rashi in the second line, can go and see your nasi, like the carbon of a nasi, of a melech, which is a private carbon, this besir haragolim, which got mixed up with a seir of yontif, oh, ola ba'ola. So, like, what, that's a funny thing, that the seir of a melech got mixed up with the seir of a rosh.
Because
those are both the same gender. And a regular chatas is a different gender, so how you get mixed, you can't get, not that bad. If you get mixed up between a male carbon and a female carbon, they're not that bad. So it must be, it was the same gender. How could it be the same gender? Yeah. The Melech's carbon and the Regalim carbon, the same gender. So they got mixed up. So anyway, they got mixed up. What do you do? No saying, Dalid Matanos, Mikol Echad Ve'echad. Treat each one as if it requires four Matanos, which is what you're supposed to do for a Chatos. V'imnasa Matana, Mikol Echad Yatsa. And if you did one Matana from each one, we hold like Beis Hillel, back in the Lamids somewhere, that if you do one application of Dam, it's good enough b'di'evit. L'chachila 4, b'di'evit 1. Same thing over here. Right? V'yimnasan arba mikulan yatsa. And if you do, that means you do 2, which turns into 4. You do on the corner, like an L shape, on the other corner an L shape, see a chapel of 4. Same thing. In other words, it's all good. B'medevar mamurim. When do we say all this? That what? That we need all four lechatchila, right? Lechatchila, you should do all four. That shenis arvu chayim. That's if they got mixed up when they're still alive. Go bring over the animals. Oh, they got mixed up. We don't know which one's which. Aval nis arvu shchutin. They already shechted, and now they got mixed up. Right? It's Rosh Hashanah, so they shechted the carbon for Rosh Hashanah, and then for the carbon for Rosh Chodesh, and they got mixed up. Or the melech showed up, and it's also on yontif, and they got mixed up the blood. So then, avol asar v'shchutin, nosin arba matanos mikulan. Then you could do two, which is four, Rashi says, Shnivla hadam b'kos echad, they all got mixed up in one cup. Right? All the dam, somehow they poured it. They thought they're pouring it into one cup. There was already dam in there. They didn't realize. They put it into one cup. Right? No saying, Dala matanos mikulam yachad, shere yesh kad mishneim, ksever yesh bila. Bila means got mixed up. In other words, in every drop of blood, there's both bloods in there, both animals in there. So every time you put one drop of blood on the Mizbeach, you have both. So all you got to do is one application, and it's going to count for both. Why? Because in each drop, there's both. Very good. That's all you got to do. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? That we do allow, if there's a mix-up, or what did we say in Gemara? Oh, there's only a mix-up if it's women.
Right.
But if it's men, then you can't mix, you're stuck because no smicha.
Right.
What are you talking about? Well, look what's going on here. Right? Now, and if you do only one application, it's also good, because only one's b'di'evet is also good, like Beis Hillel said back in the Lamed, and every drop of blood has both animals in there. Right? Because we say every drop, every molecule is fused, right? Combined. Fine, very good. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says like this, Rowan Samatana, we look at the application of this dam. Im yeshba kedei lozeh, for kedei lozeh, ksheira. He might not hold from this combined issue. We'll look at each application. How much blood was there? One drop? Could it be if it's only from one animal? Could be. You have to do enough to make sure you get both animals. V'im lav, psula. And if not, it's a problem. Why? Because he might not hold from this combined, every molecule has both bloods in it. He might not agree with that. So therefore, you make sure you have enough blood each time to clap both animals. Ketoni, anyway, what did it say? It said a yachid. Carbon yachid got mixed up with a carbon rabim. Now, yachid dum yod derabim. Ma tzibur gavri. Just like a tzibur means men. What does that mean? A tzibur means men. Right? So it's a machlokas what that line means. Some say it means that women don't have a chelik in a carbon tzibur. Some say that's patently not true. They do have a chelik. What it means is, ma tzibur, even men are part of a tzibur, right? Or you want to say, and men are part of a tzibur, women are part of a tzibur, right? It's a minority shita to say that women are not part of the tzibur. We don't want to say that. Say, ma mit tzibur gavri, just like the tzibur, it consists of also men, or even men, af yachid gavri. So too, the carbon yachid was also men, or even men. And yet, what did we say? We combined it. We said it's not a problem. What about smicha? How this being smicha? No, that didn't bother us. What? You see from this brisa that smicha is not ma'akev. You see from here it's not ma'akev. We asked the question: how could it be? What about smicha that got mixed up? The answer was: who gave this answer? Rabbi Yosef said, "No, it's only with my women." Smicha, no smicha. Aval carbon on Hashem low, not men. What are you talking about? But Bryce and Befarish, that's not a problem. So, right?
Isn't that the first what's called the first argument?
Yes. No, that was on Yontif. On Yontif. You smicha on Yontif.
Because if it's not modest, then
exactly. Who cares? Exactly. Exactly. So Rabbi Yosef got a whole big. No, Torah. The only mission is about women. Because otherwise, we have a big smicha problem. What are you talking about? Smicha problem. There's no issue. You have to say it's about only women who don't do smicha. You see a Bryce of a Farish over here, not an issue. Get mixed up, nobody cares. Not ma'akiv. So Amar Rava, Vatispra, Hamataratstihi. That's a good answer. Diktani, we said, but met. So what are you trying to say? You're trying to prove from this Bryce that smicha is not ma'akiv. But 1 second. B'met Devarim, what did we say? Diktani, B'met Devarim, when was all this true? Kishet Arvu Chayin. That's only when they got mixed up when they were alive. Aval Kineshet Arvu Shchutin. Low. But if they got mixed up and they're already shechted, we said it was a different halacha. Mali chayim, mali shchutim. What's the difference? What's the difference if it got mixed up when it's alive or got mixed up when it's not? What's the difference? Ella, hachi kamar. It can't be right. This is what the pshat means. Medav amurim, when was it true that we said that if you got mixed up, it's not an issue? Kishen sarv shchutin ke'en chayim. They got mixed up when they're not alive, as if they were alive. What does that mean? That means, bikosos. Every Every animal had its own cup. So, yeah, the cups got mixed up. I don't know if that cup for Reuven's carbon, for the Melech, or for the Tzibur. I don't know, they got mixed up. But each cup has its own dam, just like each animal is its own entity. Right? The animals got mixed up. Reuven's animal got mixed up with Shimon's animal. The Melech's animal got mixed up with the Tzibur's animal. That could happen. So, too, the Kosos got mixed up. We don't know which coast this is. This is for the Melech, this is for the Tzibur. They got mixed up. Not that they all the dams in one cup. It's a different mix-up. No, we're not saying that now. We're saying they all got mixed up in one cup.
When they do a carbon, don't they do the Zrikas Adam right away?
Yes, they got mixed up. It happened. A busy day, they got mixed up. It happens.
But they wouldn't do a second
Shita. You would think to yourself, half of Shas is like that, right? How could this case ever happen? It happened. Or it could happen. Aval Babolel, but if it got mixed up, really got mixed up in one cup, the two carbonos, the one got mixed up in one dam, one cup of dam, no sin dal matanos lekulon, then you have to give four individual ones, finasa matana achas lekulon yatsa. And if you did one application, it's all good. So what do we see from here? You don't have to say that they got mixed up when they were alive. You don't have to say that answer. So everybody did their smicha like they're supposed to. Everyone did smicha like they're supposed to. Then afterwards they got mixed up. What does it mean, chayim? No, it means like chayim. Meaning what? In their own cup. So it's not a raya, it's not a kasha on smicha at all. Okay. Then Rebbe Omer, he said a different shot. He said, Rowan ani, esamatana. Now, I don't say that each molecule combines both animals, both dams. I don't say that. Rowan ani, rowan esamatana. Im yesh kba kazeh, kadelazeh, ukadelazeh, ksheira. If each one has the requisite amount, excellent. V'yavlav, psula.
What is the requisite?
We're going to get to that in a minute. Is there even such a thing as a requisite amount? Me, Israel, Rebbe, High Svara, does Rebbe even hold like that? Does he even hold from such a Svara? Vatanya, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, don't turn the page because we have to do this bottom Rashi. L'divrei Rebbe Eliezer. According to Rebbe Eliezer. What Rebbe Eliezer is that? Right? He says, don't turn the page. But he says, Hazah kol shu b'teheres, that a sprinkling of a paraduma is a mashahu. Any amount that goes on you, any one droplet of water is a kol shu, is enough. So now Rashi says, the Rashi on the bottom of the page, in the first wide line, second wide line, Lagabe mechatos, by the sprinkling of a paraduma, ka, he's talking about, umaisina lakamava perak, and it's going to come up later in the perak, tzluchis shal mechatos, a jug of mechatos water, hamukdashin, that's kodesh, shenafal letochan mayim acherim, and it fell into another cup of water. That water, the mayim chayim of the paraduma water, fell into my cup of water. Now what do I do? So, kol shehu, even a small amount, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yazesh shtei hazos. So sprinkle the guy twice. Why? We'll explain why he's going to do it twice. V'gamar Rebbe, Rebbe's going to say on daf pei in 5 days from now. L'divrei Rebbe Eliezer, Hazah eino tzvich hashir. Hazah does not require a shir. Agava degavra, on the man. Doesn't require, no shir. Like I said before, requisite amount. There is no requisite amount. Right? De'i tzvich hashir, if you require a shir, what's a shir? Whatever it is. Nehi nami de'esh bila, even if you want to say that every molecule of water has both molecules, the paraduma water and your cup of, and your Poland spring water, even if you want to say that, right? V'samchin aleh devad de'esh b'chal hazam and amayim haksherim u'mitzdarfim marbu rishona marbu neshniya mi yemar demal yeshure. Even if you want to say every molecule has both, who said you have the requisite shear? The answer is there is no shear. Right? So what's Rabbi Huda saying? Make sure you have enough of a shear. There is no shear. Now, he's talking about sprinkling of the paraduma. Who said it's the same shear? Who said there is no shear for sprinkling dam? Who made up it's the same thing? Who said that? Right? The Gemara asked, how could Rebbe say that there's a shear for sprinkling dam? There's no shear. Rebbe said there's no shear for sprinkling paraduma. Right? In the Gemara case, when the water fell in, what do we say? Why you do it twice? We'll do that on daf pei. Why have to sprinkle twice? If there's no shear, there's no shear. What's twice? So now we can turn the page. Hazah kol shehu mitaharis. Any amount of hazah, any amount of sprinkling is mitar you. Hazah ain't it tzmicha shir. Hazah does not require a shir. No shir for hazah. Hazah mechs a kosher u mechs a pasul. Right? What does that mean? Mechs a kosher, mechs a kosher, mechs a pasul? What does that mean exactly? That's what that means. Half is kosher, half is pasul. It means the same thing. It's just driving home the point. He's driving home the point that there's no shear. There's no shear. So what's your issue? Right?
Why is the zohar by water the same thing as the zohar by the...
That's the Gemara's answer. The answer is not the same. That there's no shear, this there is a shear. That's going to be one answer. Right? So on Daf Pei, the Gemara is going to say, so why do you sprinkle twice? So Rav is going to say it's a knas. It's a knas. You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have been more careful. It's a knas. Sprinkle twice. What kind of knas is that? Okay, it's a knas. You shouldn't gain water because you were negligent. Okay, some answer like that. So the Gemara answers, L'dvarav de Rebbe Lezer Ka'amar. He was talking about in the world of Rebbe Lezer. He held there is no shear. But if you hold as a shear, then maybe you hold as a shear. V'ibay teimo, or the second answer you can give, Hazal l'chud, v'nesina l'chud. They're two different things. Hazal for paraduma doesn't require a shear, and hazal for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach, does require a shear. That's those are the answers. So that's not such a kasha. Okay? So every morning we say a Mishnah, right? Eil devarim she'ein lehem shear. So why isn't hazal on the list? Hazal is paraduma, ein lehem shear. No?
You don't do it anymore.
What? So what? Hapeya? You have peya? You have bikurim? Why is it on the list?
Because machlokas is
machlokas. No, no one, argues. That paraduma, no one argues. So why is it on the list? By the way, you know who asked this question? The Yerushalmi asks this question in peya. The Yerushalmi asks, why is it on the list? Right? There are other things that have no shear. What?
There's tons of stuff missing from that thing.
You like what?
Yeah, like what? Give me six.
Chatos.
The what chatos?
Chatos versus.
What do you mean? What, no shear regarding what? What do you mean no shear?
Giving anything, any animal, any carbon, not anything else.
So,
what you have on it is things that you're responsible to give if you have to do, if you have to give.
No, what's on the list? Peya, bikurim, ri'ya, brilat chasadim. What do you mean chatos doesn't have a shear? What does that mean?
Any carbon.
So that's rayon. It means how much you have to pay for a carbon. Or it means how many times you have to go to the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah.
There are
only four other things that don't have a shear that are not on the list. This, the roke of a yavama, how much spit has to hit you, ain't no shear for that. Things like that. I think the sprinkles of a matura, also no shear. So why aren't they on the list? So the Yerushalmi gives the following answer. Listen to this answer. He says, that Mishnah, these are the things that don't have a shear. They don't have a shear. But the more you do of it, the bigger mitzvah you get. Gemilat Chachadim. There's no shear. The more chesed you do, the bigger mitzvah you get. The more pay you give, the bigger mitzvah you get. This, no bigger mitzvah. How much water you have to put the guy on the guy? There's no bigger mitzvah. One, it's a great answer. It's a great answer. It's a good answer. The more you do, you get a bigger mitzvah. Those are on that list. The more pay you give, the more tzedakah you're giving, right? This, no bigger mitzvah the more water you put on somebody. No more spit. You get spit by the Yavama. You get bit. Don't bigger mitzvah.
She's going to put the maximum amount anyway.
Right? Good answer. You hear? Who thought your whole life, you're saying this Mishnah every single morning, that there's such a it's every, it's the Ein Lehem Shear, but the more you do, the more mitzvah you get. You hear? What? Yeah. What? Of course. The more you do, the bigger mitzvah, the more mitzvah you get. 100%.
That's a good answer.
It's a very good answer.
Whatever that means.
What?
You bring a glass of water, a glass of coffee, you get a bigger
mitzvah. The more kibbutz of aim you do, the more mitzvah you get. The more you sprinkle the guy, you don't get a bigger mitzvah. Yes, of course. We all know. You can be nicer to your parents, and it can be very nice. It doesn't end. Ein lehem shear. Exactly the point. Okay. Next. Now the goddess of vort of the month. Of Masechta Zvachim. It was a very good part.
Underline, because it's the only one.
What?
It's the only one.
It's the only one you're getting for a long time. Now, then we said, Nisarvu bibachar uvamaiser. What happened? Bechor and Maaser got mixed up. So these are funny things, because a Bechor, if it has a mum, it still belongs to the Kohen. And a Maaser Behema, if it gets a mum, it belongs to a Yisrael. And they still have to eat it, which is unlike every other carbon that gets a mum, you could sell it. Things are different. So we said a complicated thing. If they get, you have to wait for them to both get mums, use the money and buy meat, buy animals, but treat them as if they're bechars with mums, meaning they can't be sold in the marketplace. Remember that? So, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. Bechar lebeis Shammai, now I don't know why it only according to Beis Shammai, ein ma'achil lenidos. A bechar cannot be given to a nida because it is a gzera shava or a hekish bechar to a chaz of a shok. And just like a chaz of a shok can't go to people that are tamei, so too the bechar can't go to women that are tamei. They can't eat it. What about timuraso mahu? What about a timura of a bechar? Okay, that I had a bechar, and I said I'm transferring the kedusha from the bechar to my other animal. Right? So what is that? So you're not allowed to do that. What happens if you do it? It's chal. Right? It's a funny thing, tamura. The whole thing of tamura is very funny. It's chal. Now what do you do with this animal? You have to eat it as if it's a bechor. So can a woman eat that?
Well, if you transferred it, why should it be?
Can a need to eat that? Why? Right?
If the kedusha is transferred to another animal, why shouldn't she be allowed to eat that?
Why shouldn't she be allowed? Why should she be allowed to?
Yeah, the
why should she be allowed to?
From the first one.
The first one she can't eat. She's a nida. She's not cooked.
Right, so
she's not
tart. To somebody else.
Now, can she eat that one? Can she eat that one? So the question is, can she eat that one? Does it have the same rules as the first one?
Right.
That's the question. Bechar eino nifteh. A bechar cannot be redeemed. A bechar can't be redeemed. It's born a bechar. You do one of two things with it. Either it's born as a carbon, or it's given to a kohen who could use it for a barbecue, has a mum. Can't be brought as a carbon. It can't be redeemed. I'll redeem it. You can't do that. It says in the Torah somewhere, lo yigoel by a bechar. Can't be redeemed. Nothing you can do about it. Sorry. Can't be redeemed. Right? By the way, there's a whole machlokas we've shown him. Who gets to eat the tumura of a bechar? If it's Yisraelim or Kahanim. That's a machlokas also. Okay. Anyway, Bechar eino nifteh. Bechar can't be redeemed. Tumuraso mahu. What about a tumura? Can that be redeemed? Tell the guy, by the way, you shouldn't have done that. It's a big avera to make tumura. Ooh, I'm so sorry. I'll redeem it. Right? Does that work? Bechar eino nishkal belitra. A bechar, we said, is not sold in the marketplace. Why not? Because it's a belittling thing to do. Even though, we're going to see in a minute, you do that for kachim, real kachim, but not bechar, because we'll do it for kachim to get more money for kachim, for the mizbeach, for the Beis HaMikdash. But here, if you do it like that, you're getting more money for the kohen. So who cares about him? And the flip side is you mezalzel the animal by doing it in the marketplace, like the shuk. Yeah. So again, tumuraso mal. What about the tumura? Can you redeem the tamura at the marketplace? So Amar Rav Atanya, we learned bechar u'maiser, bechar and maiser kishem humamu. When they get a mum, osin tamura. You want to make a tamura out of it? You shouldn't do that. If you did it, pimrosin kiyotze ben. The tamura has the exact same halachas as the animal itself. Answered all the questions. Okay. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, a crazy question now. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question: Hitvis bechar lebeta kabayis. If you donate a bechor that has a mum, an animal that doesn't have a mum, that's right to be a carbon, you're not allowed to donate it to Bedek Abayis.
Right.
You're not allowed to make a donation to Bedek Abayis. Donate things to Bedek Abayis that can't be carbonos, like that chair or a zebra. You can't donate things that could be carbonos, but has a mum. So I donated a bechor that has a mum. What am I supposed to do with this bechor? I'm supposed to give it to a kohen, and he can eat it in his backyard. Right? It has certain kedusha, but not really. Instead of doing that, I donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. I shouldn't have done that. So now the Gemara, he asks, Mao she yishkol belitra. So now the question is, can I now redeem it and go to the marketplace?
Yes.
So, Ravcha, the hektish adif, is the hektish getting money better? Odilma zulusa de bechar adif, or we're still belittling the bechar. Right? Says Rashi over here. The Ravcha de hekdesh adif. The yishkal belitra, and they're going to weigh each piece of meat individually. Kadeshi tamtim mechiraso v'yar budamav. Because when you do it like that, you get the most money. Every piece is sold separately, you're going to get the most money. Go to the market, and they're going to cut up like that, and get the most money, as opposed to buying one whole animal. Since you donated something to Hektish, and it got a mum, now what do you do with it? I donated an animal to Hektish, and it got a mum. What do I do with it? I have to sell it at the marketplace. So where do I sell it? At the marketplace. It's going to be belittled. Yeah, we'd rather do that, because the Hektish is going to get the most money.
Right.
So we'll do that. We'll belittle it to get the most money. Why is it belittling? Because we're in the marketplace with all these peasants. It's belittling. So we'll do that to get the most money. But over by a bechar, right? So b'shul shepidyono lehekdish hekiel leim lios neshchatin beitlaz. We'll shecht it in the marketplace. Mochrin beitlaz. We'll sell it there. Neshkal and belitra. We'll weigh everything. Kedei shiyar b'hapoda osan b'dmein b'tchila. So that the Redeemer gets the most money and brings a beautiful carbon next time. Chutz min ha-bechar. We don't do that for a bechar. Mipnei shehanaz ribuy damav einu el l'kohen. Who gets that increase in salary, increase in price? The kohen. Who cares about that? V'hai de tvisu lebedek habayis hanaz el hektishu. But over here, you donated the bechar with a mum to the bedek habayis. So can you redeem it in the marketplace or not? You hear that question? A question like that? So...
You allowed to donate to the Bedek HaBayis?
Not really supposed to. Okay. Amar of Yosef Bar Zvida, Toshma. It's Arvu B'Bechor. If a Bechor got mixed up with a Miser, our Mishnah said this. Bechor Miser, Yir Ad Siyistavu, wait till they get a Mum. V'yochlu b'bechor u'b'maiser, b'bechor u'b'maiser. Then you eat it as if it's bechor and maiser. Then you're gonna sell them both, get the money, buy them new carbon, and treat it like it's bechor and maiser. Lav l'memor de'eno nishkal b'litra. Doesn't that show you that it's not sold in the marketplace? Right? How do you see that? Right? Sata Taraya, Rav Huna, Rav Chizkiya, Tamid de Rav Yirmiya Omer, me dummy? You can't compare the two. Hasam. Over there, by the case of, because the whole Mishnah was talking about animals, karbanos, that got mixed up. An ola with a shlamim, all this stuff got mixed up. And what did we say every time? Wait for it to get a mum. And those for sure can't be sold in the marketplace. Those for sure have to be sold in the marketplace. What about this? So, in other words, every part of the Mishnah was whatever the laws are. The laws are, bechor is not sold in the marketplace. So, what's the difference if it's a bechor, bedek habayis or not? What's the difference? So much says, no. Hasam over there, shtei kedushos u'shnei gufin. It's two kedushos and two bodies. What does that mean? It says Rashi, hazvachim shana asan lehektish. Zvachim, karbanos, that belong to hektish, that go to hektish, hein kedusha levado v'guf levado. There was a ola that got mixed up with a chatos. Two separate kedushos, two separate bodies. V'habachar shadam of lekoein kedusha levado v'guf levado. But a bechor now, the kedusha is in this one body, And the pidyon is in this one body. Everything's in this one body. Helga chlomazal b'valina b'kedusha the high gufe mishum ravcha the kedusha the gufa achmina. Why should we belittle it? There's nothing else. There's no other animal here. It's almost just one animal, as opposed to the other case in the Mishnah where two animals got mixed up. You have two kedushos and two bodies. As the Gemara says, hacha shtei kedushos. Here it's two kedushos. What two kedushos? The guf echad, one body. What two kedushos? Kedushas bechor or kedushas bedek habayis. It's a bechor, and you also donated it, so it's two kedushos, but it's only one body. So for one body, we're going to belittle it? No, right?
But it has a lower status because of the mum.
Correct. So but even when it's two bodies, it has a lower status because of the mum. So what do? Yes, we will belittle it. Go to the marketplace to get the best price.
But it's already belittled.
I understand. That's exactly why we're selling it. It can't be a carbon. It has a mum. Nothing I can do with it now. I have to sell it. With the money, buy a new one. So I want to get the best price, because it's a hektish. Two kedushos. The animals got mixed up. Not a mum. The animals got mixed up. So we do. We wait for them to get mums, sell them both. Here, only one animal. Happens to be that's two kedushas. What two kedushas? Number one, it's a bechor. Number two, you donated to the Beit HaKavayis. You shouldn't have done that. So two kedushas and one body? It's only one body. We're not going to be making like that and sell it in the marketplace. As Rashi says, kedushas bechor, kedushas Beit HaKavayis. Ikal ha-memar hol v'ravcha dehektish b'hai gufa hu afagafdil le-kedusha achwiti ozil v'zalzle kedushas bechor dehai gufa. So he says, we will, Rashi says, I'm sorry, we will do it. It's two. If we do it for two kedushas and two bodies, for sure we could do it for two kedushas and one body. Right, so we will be mezalzel it to get the most best price. He asked the question, what about a funny case where you donate a balmum bechor to the Beit HaKavayis? Will we go to the marketplace then? The answer is yes. Why? Two kedushos. Okay. Maskev lo Rav Yosef per Avin, ma ilu amr haftuli bechor, shetvisu le Beit HaKavayis, klum shominin le lo? If somebody said, listen, I donated a bechor to Beit HaKavayis, let's redeem it. I'll redeem it. Would we listen to that? So the Gemara says, have to? Of course not. Rechmana Amar lo tifta. You're not allowed to redeem it. You're not allowed to redeem Beit HaKavayis. You're not allowed to redeem a Bechor. Bechor can't be redeemed. So what's the quote? What are you saying? Ella Amar of Ami. No. Klum ha-hiknezeh ela ma shekanuloi. Can't you only give over what you own? Can I only donate to you what I own? Can I only give to you what I own? Let's say I give you something that's not a toy. I give you land or something like that. Don't you only acquire all the rights I had?
Right.
If I have full ownership, you get full ownership. If I have partial ownership, you have... So if I have an animal that I can't donate, that I can't sell to the marketplace, and I give it to you, don't you have the same rights in that animal? So if I donate an animal that I can't sell in the marketplace, and I donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, why should it change? I donated whatever rights I had. I didn't have the right to sell it in the marketplace. You don't have the right to do that to a Bechor. So I donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. How does that change?
The Hekdash can do anything.
That's the answer. Hekdash can do anything. The first man Dharma held like that. This man Dharma says, what do you mean? You had rights in the animal. You can only give what you have. You had no rights to sell like that. You can't give those rights. Therefore, it doesn't get sold in the marketplace. This funny case. Okay? Good? Okay. Then we said, HaKol Yachol is Arev. The Mishnah just said some tangential thing, that a Chatas and an Asham can't ever get mixed up because they're different genders. So the Gemara says, Mishnah Chatas v'Asham, why can't they get mixed up? Yeah, it's simple. The Asham is a Zachar, V'Hai is a Chatas and a Kiva. How did they get? How dumb are you? Right? So Gemara says, wait a minute. Chatas v'ola nami. They're both male. How are they ever going to get mixed up? They're both male. So Gemara says, ikka.
No, chatas is female. Always. I mean,
I'm sorry. Chatas is female. Ola is a male. So how can they ever get mixed up? So Gemara says, ikka seir nasi. No, there's a chatas of a nasi, which is also a male. So those that got mixed up. Okay. Hi, Sayer, the hi. One second. A chatas is a Sayer, and an asham is a temer. Right? I'm sorry. You have to stick in words here. You have to stick in words. The word doesn't make any sense. The Gemara asks now another question. You see, there's a beef. You have to add in words. Chatas v'asham, nami ikka, Sayer, nasi. So by a chatas and an asham, you also have the same gender if it's a carpet for the king. So the Gemara answers, hi seir, hi temer. No, one's a goat and one's a sheep. So that's not an issue. Exactly, it'd be two different species. Right. Pesach v'asham nami lo ma'ariv. So how are you ever going to mix up a carbon Pesach with an asham? Hi ben shana v'hai ben shtei shanim. The different ages. Different ages, how are you going to mix them up? So the Gemara is going to say, Ikka Asham Nazir v'Asham Metzorah. No, it's Asham Nazir, Asham Metzorah, which is the same age as the Karban Pesach. V'Bayisema, I'll give you a better answer. Ikka Ben Shana, D'Nechzi Ben Shtei Shanim, V'Ikka Ben Shtei Shanim, D'Nechzi Ben Shana. How do you know how old the animal is?
Yeah.
You know the animal's birthday? You know how old it is? How do you know that? I know it's a female or a male. That much you should know. I know what kind of species it is. It's a goat or a sheep. How do you know how old it is?
Attractive.
Huh?
It's
No, but how do you got mixed up? Oh, it was 1 year old in 2 days, and this one was two. How do you look so different? Yeah, you could see a 4-year-old kid and a 25-year-old kid are not the same age. You know if someone's 4 or 5? If a kid, you know someone is 40 or 41? How do you know? Same thing with the animals. How do you know? There's no way to know. Therefore, to tell me that they have different ages, can I answer is that? You don't know the difference.
Right, but a goat has different years than humans. Maybe 1 or 2 is a big difference.
What?
Yeah, 1 or 2 years.
We'll stop here, and we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.